Time for our Tuesday morning conversation. Health in Motion is our business being featured here this morning, and I've got two folks in the studio, one back on the telephone, back at Health in Motion here in Tomahawk. Stephanie Flynn is on her telephone. Steph, can you hear us okay?
I can. Good morning, Jeff.
Good. Good morning, Stephanie. Stephanie Ahrens and Jill Sykes are here in studio, and good morning to you too as well.
Good morning.
Okay, Jill, I'm going to have you put your microphone up so we can hear you talking. Yeah, that's got to go. I tell you what, I'm going to turn that thing off. Turn that whole works around, and maybe it'll work better the other way. And taking care of our technical stuff in here. And let's get that thing on the other side of the mic. That microphone's got to get on the other side of the wire. The wire's pushing it down, and so that's why. Okay, now let's push it up a little. There, let's try that.
Perfect.
Okay, now we got you. Ladies, thanks for being here this morning. Lincoln County baby shower is the first thing on my notes list here. And so, Jill, we're going to start with you. Now, before I turn the microphones on here, I asked you how the turnout was, and I would expect that this thing would have had a line outside the building, but not so much.
No, it wasn't quite as busy this year, but there was a lot of interest in some of the different resources, but there's so many, from diapers to CPR to car seat checks. And then, of course, we're there to help with prepare women for a pregnancy. We had a lot of like birthing questions. We had a few mamas that wanted to explore some like the natural routes and different things like that. And then helping their body recover afterwards is huge.
Okay. I'm just curious though, why there wasn't a lineup outside the building, a community baby shower with all that great information. They were giving away diapers like crazy. And so I would have thought that, there would be a lineup out there, but you say no, there was a lot of leftovers, I guess.
There was, but I think, it's fairly new in the recent years too. So I think anything that we can do to promote it and, know that there is so many different resources, it's pretty neat what our community does actually have.
So that was on April 29th. That's in the rearview mirror. Can't do anything about that right now. But for moms or expectant moms that wanted to go or couldn't go or didn't know about it one way or the other, what are some of the other, is this a good time to ask? Where are some of the other resources available that were there that day? Can they check with you at Health in Motion for that kind of thing?
Or? We do have some of the research. We did grab some things that we do have. And then Lexi from the Lincoln County Health Department, she's a really good resource, and she has all of that. So if you do have any questions, you can get a hold of us, and we can put you in touch with Lexi.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Maybe a schedules conflict. Was the weather freaky that day or something? I don't remember back to
April 29th. It was chilly, but it was a decent day.
Because I know we talked about it. We had it in the news. We had it online on the community calendar and stuff. And so, well, I guess it is what it is. Maybe next time around, is there going to be another Lincoln County Community Baby Shower anytime in the future that you know of?
There is usually one in last year. It was in October in Merrill, so there will be more opportunities. They usually do it twice a year.
Okay, so moms should be taking advantage of all those things that are offered.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff there. Stephanie Flynn, now I want to ask you, wrapping up the wine walk from the other day, back, this last Friday. How was the wine walk, Steph?
It was absolutely wonderful. We were very grateful to be able to join Angie and her staff at the cheese shop. So we were able to just mingle with the community outside of our clinic. And as all of us being community members, that's really special to us to be able to see all of you out and about. It was a beautiful, sunshiny day, and we were able to answer some questions related to physical therapy. And even better, we were able to see some familiar faces of some past patients who were looking great, smiling, and feeling great. So they were able to share their success stories with us, and we just absolutely love seeing you on that side of things, too.
And I'm positive that Health in Motion had a lot to do with those people looking and feeling great, but I'll bet the wine had a little something to do with it, too.
It might have influenced the touch, but some of those aches and pains were good because of what we helped them with, too.
Exactly. So I think I already may have answered the question, but why is it important for you guys at Health in Motion to get involved in stuff like this? Why is that a priority there at the clinic?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our three providers, myself, Stephanie, and Jill, as well as our front office care coordinator, Alyssa, all four of us are Tomahawk residents. So we really value a community-first approach in all that we do. So we want you to be able to seek care at Health in Motion and truly feel like you're just seeing your neighbor and feeling that comfort so that we can help guide you for any surgery, any pains, anything like that. And just that community forward thinking and treating our neighbors is super valuable for patients and providers to be able to support one another.
Stephanie Ahrens, I'm wondering, would you add anything to that?
No, I think Steph basically covered it. I mean, yeah, it's just, it's always nice to be back in your hometown and be able to provide a service that is helping someone have a better life. And so I think that's just huge for us to kind of get involved in the community and seeing how we can kind of meet on more personal levels too, versus just doing the stuff that we do in the clinic, which is nice.
Right. And Jill, I'm sure it's also got something to do with the fact that seeing people out and about in their regular lives and having a good time beats seeing them racked with pain all the time at your place.
Yes,
right?
It does.
Yeah. So that goes a long way, too. So, well, Steph, I'm glad it went well, and look for. I'll bet you all are going to be participating again next year, right?
We wouldn't be opposed to another invitation back. We really enjoy getting out and about.
Okay, now that it's out there, so hopefully you get invited back once again. Stephanie Ahrens, next thing on my notes here this morning is all about gradual running program progressions and overuse injuries. We touched on this a little bit the last time you were here, Steph. You talked about the running stuff, and so let's talk about this. I think anytime you get into something physical, it's best to kind of ease your way in, right?
Yes, that is the best way to kind of prevent overuse injuries or just pushing your body too fast. And the reason why we kind of wanted to touch on is because we are supposed to be getting warmer weather coming up here at some point. And this is the time of year when you hear all those 5K, 10Ks, half marathon races where people are kind of like, you know, I want to make it a goal or get it off my bucket list kind of thing. And it's always important to kind of realize, like, you can't just jump into something maybe you've never done or haven't done for a few years. So that's where, like, the gradual running you can look up a bunch of stuff for how to do a gradual running program, or asking a coach, or even, like we were saying, like, maybe even calling Health in Motion for a screen, and we can kind of talk a little bit about it further, because it is very individualized. It all will depend on, do you have a history of running? Have you ever ran before in your life? Because that'll kind of drive your training a little bit.
I know on our community calendar, our third graders today, I think, and our fourth graders tomorrow at Tomahawk's Elementary School are going to have their track meets out there. So getting started that young in life is very different than getting started at a much later point in life. Mm-hmm. And the way our bodies react are very much different as well. So
yes.
I'm sure those kids, they're going to be just fine out there in third and fourth grade. But if you're just going to get into this program now, this is going to be the summer that we get in better shape, going to start a program here and going to stick with it. What are some of the main tips to getting started the right way?
Yeah, so if you've never been a runner, or like I said, you're kind of getting back into it, a few safe rules of thumb are like doing maybe starting like 3 days a week, not doing 5, 6, 7 days of straight running that your body's never done. And another one is, one of the rules of thumb that's very common in running is you look at your week and whatever total mileage you have, the next week you only increase that by 10%. So it's more, that can kind of give you a gradual progression towards improving or increasing your running in a safer manner to prevent injury. And on the days that you aren't running, don't be afraid to implement cross training options, which are like biking, swimming, using an elliptical, just to eliminate that pounding part that can usually lead to like stress fractures or bone injuries.
So I guess the takeaway from that I hear is that if you're going to start on a program, start the right way, start going slow, and if you find yourself having some issues as you get going, don't give up. Maybe switch it up a little bit. So instead of running, try walking or getting on a bike and pumping your legs that way.
Yeah, exactly. A good, like you were just saying, don't think walking is a failure, I guess, in when you're running. It's a good progression to maybe do like a run, walk, to kind of start out with, too, is another option.
What are some of the main injuries that if we do this the wrong way and get going, sometimes injuries will say, okay, I'm done with this, I'm not trying this again. So we want to prevent that. What are some of the main injuries that you see from not doing this the right way, getting started?
Some of the main ones are definitely like tendonitis. I mean, that can go throughout different muscles in your lower leg. It can involve your hip as well. So those are just tendon-related injuries just from you putting strain into your muscles too quickly without doing proper either strengthening or stretching following activity, recovery, nutrition. And then some of the other ones are bone-related injuries. So those are the stress fractures, which those are the ones that no one ever really wants to have.
And I'll bet, generally speaking, the older you are, if you start off the wrong way, chances are we're going to be coming to see you more sooner than later.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah. We're just not as flexible as we used to be, especially we've been sitting around for a while. So as the older we get, it's even more important that we do this the right way.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because injuries are never any fun. It's best to prevent those anyway. Any other tips other than coming in? You mentioned that before you start a running program, you can actually come in and get that 15-minute meeting and see that you're doing it the right way, and maybe see if there's anything else that you can do to help.
Yeah, and even at those, like if you are running and you if you're starting running or do even any kind of activity and you're starting to have any kind of like questionable pain, like, oh, this really isn't responding to stretching or anything, that's what those 15-minute screens are for.
Okay.
At Health and Motion, so we can kind of see like, oh, well, maybe you just need to try this instead, and or it's like, no, this is kind of getting to that point of where it could become more of a problem if we don't start addressing it now, so we can kind of clear that up.
I can't tell you how many times in life when we start off with things when we're younger, we think we know it all. We're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. We have all the answers when you're young, and then we get into something, we find out, well, we didn't have all the answers. This isn't exactly what I was thinking about. But then the older we get, we realize that, hey, I still have that interest, but I'm going to do it this time the right way. And so sometimes the older we get, the smarter we get.
Yep.
But we got to... Got to keep those smarts going and do it the right way to get started. Jill Sykes, now I want to ask you a question. Pelvic health impacts. I'm assuming that this is going to be in your territory here. And this is going to be where I'm going to sit back and just nod my head. Pelvic health impacts movement for women, from workouts like CrossFit to just everyday activities. What happens when a woman's body isn't properly prepared for this kind of thing?
So, yes, in honor of Women's Health Week, yes, I do treat all parts of the body, but I do specialize in the women's health. So there are a few key factors in prepping our body to do what it needs to do. So Kegels are now kind of, you know, when we talk about pelvic floor, people think of that, but it's kind of on the back burner now. We focus more on rib mobility, breathing, pressure management, connecting your core to your hips. Like, it's so much more bodily focused and looking at the whole chain that it's so important, because if we warm up and loosen up our body, it will do what we want it to do.
So is this for women who are anticipating childbirth or just coming out of childbirth or just before, or doesn't it matter at all?
Any women,
any time of their lives. Okay.
Yep.
So I've been hearing a lot more about that in the news and with you folks. Pelvic health seems to be much more talked about nowadays than it used to be. Why is that?
That's our goal. I mean, that's what we do, is like, there is so many resources and people don't have to live with it. Lately I've been working with a little bit older population with pelvic health, and they're like, trust me, like, any way you can get this out to get people in here sooner, like, you know, I'll be an advocate, because it's so important, and we can, like, people don't have to live with it. Like, moms, like, they're fearful of like running, jumping, playing with their kids, and if they have any issues with that, like, you don't have to live with it. Even non people who haven't had kids, that they can still have pressure issues and all of that.
Right now, I think there's men listening just like me. We care about the women in our lives, and we want to be sensitive to some of these things, but we're sitting here saying, I don't know what she's talking about.
Right.
How do you educate us guys on this so that we can help the ladies in our lives?
Honestly, like, some of this can be transferred to men, too.
Really?
So there really is very similar anatomies and everything, too, but just...
See, when I hear a woman talking about pelvic health, I'm thinking automatically about plumbing.
Yes,
reproductive stuff, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And so that's where my mind automatically goes, but we shouldn't let it go there necessarily.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yep. Absolutely. Back pain, hip pain, SI joint pain, chronic neck, shoulder stiffness. I mean, we all have it, but it's a system.
And that has
approach.
To do with pelvic health?
Essentially, because if you're not breathing correctly, then that doesn't let your diaphragm and hips connect, and all in between.
Like, it's like that old thing, the head bones connected to the neck bones connected. It's all connected inside anyway.
It really is. And it's not as invasive as people think.
So,
as far as pelvic health, it can be very, like, corrective exercise, all of that. It's not... not all what people think.
So men and women probably are going to have different types of symptoms if our pelvic issues are acting up one way or the other. It's probably going to manifest one way in a woman as opposed to a man. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So how do we know when something's going wrong down there?
So a lot, that's when you ask questions. If you don't feel like you're experiencing something, like, we know our body the best.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. It's just if we listen to it or not.
Right.
So if you're not thinking something's right, like, ask us before you have to live with it and let it go on longer. That's what those 15-minute screens are for. Like, hey, this doesn't seem right. Like, what can I do about it?
And generally, we don't have to have too much education knowing something ain't right. We just know that. And so no matter what, if something within ourselves is not feeling right, calling Health in Motion is a good thing to do.
Yeah. Yep,
and then sort it out from there.
Yep.
You recently presented on this for CrossFit athletes. So does this kind of thing, I would assume, usually when somebody is an athlete, they're going to be affected more than just everyday kind of activity kind of things, right?
Definitely. There's definitely higher demands. They're training harder. They're working harder. So, yes, I got to do a presentation. Was it last week or a couple weeks ago? And we had so much fun. It was all about empowering women. There was a couple different presentations about nutrition and like hormones. But yes, we went through an active approach to just, I asked a lot of questions as far as like, what do you feel like your body's doing now? Like, do you feel like you can take a deep breath? Do you feel like, you know, do you feel connected? And people are like, you know, I guess I don't know. Like, I don't really think about like different parts of my body. They're just kind of getting through the movement. And there was a few individuals that even the brief things that we went through, they're like, that feels a lot better. Like, I can feel that connection. So it's just, it's being mindful. And then it's more just intention about how you want to train, how you want to serve your body, all of that. So
understood. And the more information we have on this stuff, the better we can act out and go forward.
Absolutely. Yep.
Steph Flynn, I'm going to come back to you here real quick on the telephone here. Last item in my notes, when should we do something about our pain, Steph? When is the right time to make the phone call?
Absolutely. So biggest thing is there's never a right or a wrong time. That's kind of the key. But what we really preach at Health in Motion is we don't want you to be defined by your pain. We don't want you to say, hey, I'm not going to go watch my grandkid at their track meet or go to my grandkid's graduation because I'm having pain sitting or riding in the car. So if you're starting to say those things, like, that's definitely key to coming to see us. Is we want to see you sooner than later because we want you to be you and function to your max capacity, especially this transition in weather. We all want to feel better, move better. And the biggest thing is if you're ever in doubt and you're not sure if it's the right place or the right time, the great resource we have at Health in Motion is our free physical therapy consultation. So you can always give our clinic a call and schedule one of those with any of us, and we can assist in those questions of, are we the right place for you and is this the right time?
So, Steph, my last question to you is, if someone is sitting at home saying to themselves right now, well, you know what, I'm just old and this kind of stuff comes with age and all the abuse I put my body through when I was younger, and this is just the way it is, and what do you say if somebody says that?
I'm not a big advocate for that. I believe that we can all better ourselves no matter our age. It's never too late to get stronger and move better. That's not defined on our age. So no matter your age, your hobbies, things of that nature, you can get stronger, you can move better, and you can feel better.
Bottom line is, in talking to all three of you, you just want us all to feel best and live our best lives, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, I thought so. Steph Flynn back there at Health in Motion Clinic. You're at the North 4th Street location, I would assume, or maybe in Rhinelander?
Correct, yep. I have patient care hours at both facilities.
Got it. And so, Tomahawk, Rhinelander, what are some of the other facilities in the area?
Some of our other, we also service our Crandon communities, Eagle River, Wausau, Merrill. We even are up in Hayward and Spooner and down in Marshfield, as well as kind of sprinkled in between.
We don't have to live in pain at all. Health in Motion is here, and they are all over the place to make us feel better. So, Steph, thanks for standing by on the telephone back there. Stephanie Aaron's here in the studio. Going to give you some last words. Why do you want people to live their best life and let you help them do that?
I mean, it's just you want to keep doing the things that you enjoy, and when we are starting to feel better, that's usually what's going to kind of follow suit, is you're feeling better and you're having a better life.
Yeah, amen to that. And Jill Sykes, your last words before you get back to work?
Yeah, we have one life, so we got to use it, right?
Yeah, and you guys got some answers, and you have some tools for us to use, and it all starts with a phone call to Health in Motion all over the place here in Tomahawk. 453-6650 is the number to call here in Tomahawk. I'm sure you can Google Health in Motion, get all the other numbers right there, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, got that. I thought so. Steph, thanks for being there at the clinic, and Steph here and Jill here, thank you all for being with us here today on the Big Q.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.